donated the money with it.
If I check myself, I can only have 200 with me, which cannot push me for the next 21 days.
On Monday, 23 March 2020, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced a full lockdown in South Africa as a measure to curb the spread of the coronavirus outbreak, which has since affected more than 500 people in the country. Conditions of the lockdown exempted critical services and businesses such as the food and essential products industry to operate in aid of the outbreak. With restrictions in place, food delivery places will continue operating to meet the demand. Faisal Kadu is a delivery driver for Takealot, Mr. Delivery and Superbalist. He is concerned about how he will provide for his wife and child under the lockdown.
Really going to affect us because what we work, we are actually doing a daily income. So what we get for the day, that's what we eat. So we don't have where we're going to get food. Actually, we're going to suffer because in terms of food, in terms of rent, in terms of transport and work, and we don't know what is next.
Potego Moloi works for Uber Eats and says that on a weekly basis, he would make close to 100 trips. But since the outbreak, he struggles to make 15 in a week.
It's too bad because for us, we work for a living. The money we make is the money we eat.
Moloi says that he has not received any communication from Uber Eats about what will happen to them once the lockdown is enforced.
I'm scared, but if they put measures like maybe we're supposed to put masks or gloves, then we can work because nothing to do.
However, Kadu says that they have received strict instructions from their management to stop operating as of tomorrow.
Since they closed the school last week, so we thought maybe we're still helping other people who are indoors, that if someone is hungry, we can at least approach that person and provide the service. From tomorrow, we're shutting down.
Reporting for Multimedia Live, Andisiwe Michelle May.